Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So anyway, I was watching these fight scenes from the Capitals game with the Hurricanes, and Ovechkin got in a fight with this kid, Svechnikov. He's 19 years old, and he dropped him with a right. And, I mean, knocked him unconscious. And then when he got up, I mean, he could not get up on his own power. He was clearly mangled. And he looked, you know, kind of crippled from it all. His muscles were spasming, and he had the whole deal. Like, he was not clearly himself. He needed total help getting off the ice and into the room. He looked like he had, he got hit so hard and smashed his head off the ice. I mean, the kid looked like he was having seizures. I mean, it was bad. So after the game, obviously, they asked Ovechkin about it, and he's like, he's the one that wanted it. He's like, he said, he asked me to fight. I don't want anything to do with it. You got to remember, Ovechkin's been in four fights his entire career. The guy does not fight people. Now, he'll hit the hell out of you. He'll check the hell out of you. He's a violent forechecker for sure. But he's not a dirty player, and he's not a fighter. And then the coach, Reardon, said he hopes the kid's okay. I don't know if Ovi said he hopes he's okay. But your boy Brindamore's having none of it, coach
Brindamore's,
of the Canes.
Brindamore's not happy. Basically, what he just said, I just listened to about a minute or two of him talking about it. He said that he heard Ovi's comments about it already and said that if it was the way that Ovi says and that our guy challenged him, he goes, that's fine, it is what it is. But he doesn't believe that that's what happened. He says that he watched the video, that Ovi clearly slashes the kid a couple of times. The kid goes back at him, and he says that Ovi's gloves clearly drop well before.
Did you see that? Because I saw what I saw was
they looked at about pretty much the same time. And it looked pretty even.
I also, basically, because I'm a professional lip reader, in my spare time, he clearly, if you ask me, said, I thought the kid said to him, let's do it. And he's like, you want to go?
It seemed like Ovechkin looked back at him and was like, really?
Yeah, and that's what I saw.
And so Brindamore is kind of putting it on Ovechkin here.
Well, I think Brindamore's wrong. And I think Brindamore is standing up for his kid, and that's fine. They won the game. That's all that matters. But he's very upset about the kid getting dropped. But I got to tell you, I am not no suspension. I don't see it. I think he beat his ass. The kid wanted it. He got it. And then he got dropped, and they didn't like it. But guess what? He and the coach both said they hope the kid's okay. He's a young kid. You're talking about a grown man beating him up with a right. That's all it was a stiff right, and that did him. It wasn't like he sat there and took his head and smashed it off the ice.
I think that him hitting the ice is what really
did
him in. But that's the way. Listen, that's the
he
way it goes.
Over like a tree.
They're still fighting in this league. It's still allowed. I know that we don't see that much of it anymore, but it is still allowed. And he went. Whatever happened, happened. They fought. And I think that the real injury happened when he hit the ice.
Well, that's what happens when you get knocked the Pharrell out.
Right. And there's nothing that you could do about it. No, anybody who says the word suspension or any crap like that, that is not happening.
So how do you feel about the Kadri suspension and the Thornton suspension?
I honestly thought that Kadri should have been suspended for the entire playoff. I honestly think
so
that
the entire season.
Oh, I think he should be done. I don't think he should even see the ice again until next year. That was
is that right?
As like, dirty.
So you think he deserves to never play again at the for
this
the rest
season.
Of this season?
He should be done. And look, if the Maple
but you don't
Leafs,
think that you don't think that the rest of the series is enough?
No, I think he should have been the rest of the playoffs. That was as blatant. And as look at him, he skates across the ice and hits him square in the neck with his stick. Isn't this the stuff that we're trying to get out of the game?
Right.
The guy's going to people's heads. Now look, I know the guy did the knee on knee, but was there a knee on knee before it with DeBrusque and him? Look, it was close. It might have been, but does that mean that you got to go over and completely rack the guy in his head? And he's a repeat offender. He's done this before. He's been suspended in the playoffs. This is his second time.
Right.
They should have threw the book at him and said, "We'll see you in October."
So why didn't
Bye.
They?
Oh, look, it's the play. Consider playoff games like double. So you figure If he's going to miss, what, let's say the series goes seven, he's going to miss five games.
Five.
That's like getting suspended 10 in the regular season. That's how they kind of compute these things.
Right.
I thought it was an extremely dirty play.
Now, what did Joe Thornton do?
Also pretty dirty. He got the guy skating by, got him clean in the head. It wasn't good. I think it was deserved. What did he get? One game, right?
He got one game.
Yeah, it was deserved.
Direct shoulder into Nosek's head. So did you see the you saw him do it?
Yeah, well, I saw the clip of it last night, and then I saw it again a couple times today. It was close, but he got the guy square in the head. I know the guy maybe wasn't looking, but you just can't do that.
Well, I want to see the hit. I think allegedly I'm about to see it. Let's see if it comes on here. I don't know if it will, but I'm hoping that it comes on, that this video that I've clicked is the right one so I can at least see the hit. No, I don't. I don't have it at all. So there you go. That's awesome. Thanks for wasting my time. But anyway, so there you go. A couple of suspensions and everything else. And now you'll wonder if Ovechkin's going to get it for that fight, but I don't think so. I really don't think they're going to give him anything.
No, the guy drops his gloves and is very square with you, then you're not going to get suspended for that. It'd be one thing if the kid didn't drop his gloves and Ovechkin still clocked him a few times and knocked him out. But because the kid engaged him, that's as clean as
right,
can get.
Right, I agree.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.